Magus of Hay, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell.
Deliverance, Miss Merchant said suddenly. I'm not sure I like that word in this context. She was sitting up, straight-backed. She wore a white blouse and jeans with creases. You could imagine her sitting just like that in her office when some kid was pulled in for smoking in the toilets. Last of a breed, perhaps. Merrily shrugged. Oh, well, nor me, really. I even prefer the term it replaced, exorcist. In a way. Although I gather, Miss Merchant said, you don't perform that function very often these days. Sounding as if she'd gone into it. The internet? Well, that's true, Merrily said. Some of us go through an entire career without once facing a major exorcism. It needs special permission from the bishop anyway, and usually the involvement of a psychiatrist. And may only be applied against evil, a word seldom used these days. Shouldn't be allowed to slip out of use, though, Merrily said. Beginning to think she should have worn the full kit. The blue sweater and small pectoral cross. This looked like one of those situations where friendly and casual were inappropriate. So, Miss Merchant said, how would you describe your main function? Well, essentially, never an easy answer to this one. We try to help people deal with problems often dismissed as irrational, which covers quite a lot. Take such matters seriously? Always. Miss Merchant nodded. She was expecting jokes. I have to say you seem quite young for this. I'll be 40 soon. Have you known bereavement? I'm a widow. Don't ask, Miss Merchant. Really, don't ask. Bereavement is a challenge, Miss Merchant said. Miss Knott, Alice, had died a month ago following a stroke. She'd been cremated at Hereford, her ashes sprinkled on the garden below the arbour. Telling Merrily about this, Sylvia Merchant had displayed no emotion, as if the ashes had been seeds. This was unusual. Normally, helping someone with this particular problem, you'd be faced with an uneasy mix of gratitude and the most gentle form of fear. When did you first... Miss Merchant extended her long legs in surprisingly tight jeans to the base of Miss Knott's light green bed. 3 days after the funeral, I woke, as usual, at 7 prompt. The sun was shining, much like today, but it was a cold morning. The winter wasn't letting go. I'd look down, as I force myself to, every morning, at Miss Knott's pillow. Each of the beds had a pillow in a fresh white pillowcase. Pushed unnaturally forward by the typist's chair tilting back support, it was hard not to look towards the pillow on the light green bed. There was a shallow dent in it, as though a head had recently lain there. She was smiling at me, Miss Merchant said. As usual. Merrily nodded carefully. Although her eyes were without light. Miss Merchant took a considered breath. And I wasn't sure she could see me.